Time to catch up on the Molloy Drive Show. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
Hello, Australia, and buckle up. It's going to be a beauty. Hello, Dave.
Hump day, Wednesday. Doing well, Mickey.
Day three at the Australian Open. Ash Barty's gone bonkers. Yeah. We'll get to the bottom of that. Some strange news coming out about the electronic linesman. Can it be used for advertising? We need to get to the
all
bottom.
Right.
Hob that. Make no mistake.
Good.
But do they need an apology, Dave? It may not be the source we thought they were.
Can't believe
it. Coronavirus.
Wuhan.
We may even have an interview with Wooey.
Oh, the bat. Awesome.
Yes. Well, Dave O'Neill's trying to hook it up as we
all
speak.
All right, look forward to it.
Hey, are you ready for a Valentine's Day preview? Because I know you'd like to get something nice for the missus.
Oh, yeah, my Mr. Romantic. So, yes, please.
I tell you what, the temper bed will be going cocoa bananas that night, make no mistake. There's some interesting things on offer. Our couple of great guests in the comic department, Paul Kalija.
Love.
Who we know and love, friend of the show, is coming on. They're making wine in an interesting place.
Okay.
We'll get to the bottom of that. Nath Valvo, first time live in the studio.
Oh, nice.
We've been dying for this. He's going to talk me through something,
Something that you probably need to get your head across.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's going to be an education.
You've got to stick around for
this. We'll get the whiteboard out. Whitney's back in the office, and it's a big night.
Oh, wait.
Her first date in how long?
3 years.
Oh, you could have.
I mean, a while.
A cuddle.
A little while.
Makes her sound like a spinster. Well, she's coming out of retirement, and we're going to talk her through the do's and don'ts of a very big first date.
You're safe with us, Whit. Don't worry about that.
What could go wrong? Well, we're like your very conservative uncle, who have only your best interests at heart.
That's all coming up.
Yeah, we're going to take your calls, take your tweets, so much to get into.
For the drive home, this is Molloy.
Sunny Boys, one of your favourites, by the way.
I introduced them live at Michael Gudinski's Concert of the Century.
Is this at the MCG?
At the MCG.
Oh, really?
One of the funniest days of afternoons of my life, because Michael Gudinski, I was with him, pulled up out the front while they were erecting the stage and just threw his keys to a guy in a hard hat as if he was going to park his car. He's a strange cat, Michael Gudinski, but the Sunny Boys, it was like their first hit out in a long time, and I was so happy to introduce them.
Great sort of fun sound. Oh, they always have that kind of real sort of summer sort of vibe about
them. That stands the test of time. Australian band, and couldn't be happier to hear them on our program. Mm-hmm. Our show yesterday, we got a little bent out of shape.
It was a busy day yesterday.
There's big news dropping everywhere. Man. There was, you know, Eddie McGuire in Melbourne, James Packer in Sydney. And the biggest topics on our show were Savoy and Jats, are they the same?
Yeah.
And then as the Swedish chef.
From the Muppets.
From the Muppets, the only one with human hands.
According to the song whisperer, Jay Miller.
According to Jay, it's the only one with human hands, which set off a chain reaction here. People were ringing up going, what about the Cookie Monster?
What about Fozzie the Bear?
Fozzie the Bear.
Fozzie Bear.
Those were the ones that took all our time. Has there been any follow-up? No, we're good with those.
Well, I just wanted to say that it is the Swedish chef has actual human hands. Literal human hands, whereas Fozzie Bear and Cookie Monster have Muppet hands. They're inside a Muppet costume. Yeah. That was the thing.
Oh, the hands are on sticks. They're not on the hands. Like the Muppets.
What about
use
Bert
sticks.
And Ernie?
Are you trying to tell me that Cookie Monster's eating those cookies with hands that are on sticks?
I'm sure he is.
No.
Isn't he?
That's a puppeteer in there, you know, working the magic.
Spoiler alert. Hello, show in progress. Guys, we're not standing around the water cooler.
Oh, we're on air?
Private conversation.
Pardon.
Hey, let's get straight into the Australian Open. Day three, was it yesterday?
Yes.
Ash Barty went bonkers and has taken the chalk. He's lost only 10 points.
Amazing.
Went mad. The big story of the day for me, though, was Kokkinakis.
Oh, yeah.
Who made a comeback after, is it 6 years, so many injuries. He hasn't been in the game. And he took the chalkies. Let's have a listen to him being quizzed after the match.
A lot of comments on social media about your all-black outfit. Are you sponsored or is that an outfit out of your choice?
Mate, Kmart special. I went to Chadston, bought some $6 tees and went to work. I just felt comfortable in it. I've tried to order some more online, but they got cancelled and they didn't make it through to South Yarra. So it's tough out here, man. It's not what it used to be, but it's all right. Blue collar way.
Dave, as a resident Tidus, is $6 too much for a T-shirt to wear at the Australian Open Centre Court?
I have purchased said T-shirts. You can get them either in V or crew neck available at Kmart. I think it's $6. You can go, you're above, I think you can go like your $10 or $11 ones, which might be a bit better quality.
Special occasions.
Special occasions.
Anniversaries, Valentine's Day.
But that's a good price to pay, isn't it? But if you're just wearing it like for exercise, $6.
Question without notice. What? Did you or did you not? Now, what did you do in regards to petrol the other day?
Oh, you're painting me in to be a tight ass, and
I'm not doing anything. I'm just approaching the bench, and you're
so I'm
doing
in the Getz, which I think only has a 40-litre tank, so not a very big tank in the Getz. But it was running low. The light was on. I had to get some petrol, and there's a place near us. It's one of those kind of not sort of big chain petrol stations. I don't know, Metro, I think it's called, or something like that.
Yeah.
And I knew it had petrol at a lot cheaper than the big chains. So yeah. I think it was at $1.10 yesterday.
Right.
And I went
that's
past.
Cheap.
Yeah, it's about $1.40 where I normally get it. So it's 30 cents a litre I'm saving here. So I did the math. I thought, I'll do it. So I got the Getz filled up, which was $38, so it didn't take much to fill up. But then I've made the mistake where this petrol station was a little bit off Broadway, and they're doing this massive construction around this area where they're doing new tunnels and freeways and all. So I got stuck in traffic for 45 minutes for taking that turn to get the petrol. So it wasn't worth it in the end. I think I burned it all up sitting in the car.
Even when Dave's making a Molotov cocktail. Oh, hang on, it's a bit expensive here. I might go around the
corner. It's not even being frugal. It's just being sensible. I'm like the barefoot investor of Triple M.
Hey, when we come back, I'm going to let you know about a new thing they're considering for the electronic linesman at the Australian Open.
Don't go anywhere.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
It is with Mick Malloy. Hey, we had Artem Sitak in yesterday, world's number 78 doubles player. Yep. And we posted a video of him having a chat with us. It's fantastic.
It's on Instagram, and I think you can also get it on his Instagram. Yeah, can you give that out?
Yeah, Artem Sitak. So Artem is Artimsitak. Artem Sitak.
Artem, E-M-I-M.
Good point.
Got to buy a vowel. Yeah. E-M.
I beg your pardon.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
I mean, I know you don't
shut
have
up, Whitney.
To do senior schooling to be a radio DJ, but even
Artem, Artemsitak.
By those standards, you're a bit remedial.
Artem.
Hey, some other news from the tennis centre.
What do you got?
Which this is astounding. I can't believe they would do this. The Hawkeye is replacing line judges this year due to COVID-19.
Right.
So every out and fault you hear is triggering a recorded voice by one of 8 everyday Australian heroes. So you'll hear someone, out.
Yeah, yeah. So normally someone would be there watching the line, but now it's like
they call it, but it's not.
Bit of technology.
The worry is, though, that this opens the door now to additional revenue streams for tournament organisers.
Oh, I see.
Hawkeye Director of Tennis, Ben Figueiredo, spell that, though.
F-I-G.
I'll tell you what, the next 3 are vowels. U-E-I. Figueiredo.
Yeah, how you doing?
Juicy. Sorry, I'm doing the tropical whopper voice now. I don't know why. He's told the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age his company has had discussions about replacing the calls, the line calls, with shout-out of sponsors' names, such as Kia, Rolex, Ralph Lauren. So instead of hearing out or fault,
you'll get the name of the sponsor.
Those names shouted up.
Interesting.
Which you would associate with negativity, I would have thought.
It's not like
a winning thing, is it?
Rolex.
Kia. Oh, no. No,
that's true. Yeah, you're right. I'm out.
It's another Kia. Rolex. damn it.
See, normally Rolex is sort of, that's all class and it's prestige.
But I was thinking you could be a good opportunity for some of our favourite advertisers. Have a listen.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles.
We're told from our friends at Hawkeye, and you can expect to see a lot of those.
Wow.
Hello.
Yeah, okay.
You'd do your best not to fault, wouldn't you?
I'm starting to like this now.
Yeah, well, here's another one for you.
Lines are all getting automatically called. Yet players still look at the lines like someone's made a mistake.
See, that works. Not
that
happy.
Works.
Yeah.
Here's one I would like to.
Oh, you've.
I would
one
be, I'd be pretty proud of this if this came.
Of course, everything's being called by Hawkeye, and Not sure who he's going to argue with.
Very exciting for everyone there. When we come back, we're going to check in with, is it Dave O'Neill time?
It is, and hopefully we can have a chat to Wooey the Bat as well.
Apology.
Not guilty.
Apparently coronavirus did not come from bats.
All right, that's right after this. Don't go anywhere.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
Nath Valvo is going to join us a little later. Paul Kaligia coming up as well. Song Whisperer and a lot more. Yeah, it's a big
Wednesday. There's a lot going on. We're trying to get Dave O'Neill on the line now because he knows. I think he lives with Wooey the Bat.
Yeah, that's right.
And we need to make an apology because we've been blaming bats for the coronavirus now since the inception, since Wuhan.
Well, Trump called it the China virus. No, that was
China virus. It was the wet markets of Wuhan and apparently bat soup.
Yeah.
Is what we were led to believe was the origins of COVID-19. Well, the WHO, World Health Organization, have just released their report.
What have they said?
And they find no clear link to bats. They're saying it's more than likely it transmitted through animals, but there's nothing to say it is through the bat. Yeah, so not human, maybe frozen food, but more than likely animals. But they're saying the bat's copped a bad rap here. Jeez. So is he there? I think he's on the line. Hello, Dave. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Hey, just before we get onto it, I've got to ask you quickly, Jets or Savoys, are they the same thing? You would know. You're an expert on this.
Yeah.
I reckon they are very. I think there's a different sugar content, but they've got the same. They've got the same coloured packet and everything. So
yeah.
I'm a Vitaweeds person, to be honest. So
are they Vitaweeds? Are Jets and Savoys baked?
Yes, they are baked. They're both baked. Absolutely.
All right. Okay.
Absolutely baked.
Because it's been raging on this show, and I hate to get it right. Someone said Jets are the same as Savoys, but that's just what they're called in Sydney, as opposed to Melbourne.
Well, when they moved the factory, though, the water changed. When they used to get made in Melbourne, I think that they moved, and the water, same with saladas, and people complain, because different water makes different biscuits. Yeah,
really?
That's right.
What about your water cracker, just your normal water cracker?
You know what the Aldi one's called? They're called Tops.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah, that's the...
Who would buy that?
We have them in our pantry. Tops. Yeah.
Aldi have some good stuff. Yeah. Come on.
What's your favourite topping for a Savoy?
I have cheese and tomato.
Just call me old school. Just a cube of cheese. You know the cube?
Yeah.
Just call me old school.
Love it.
That's my devil back on horses, or whatever they call it.
I like salada because I have man-size, fun-size, or snack size.
Depending on your mood?
Yes.
So man-size would be dinner? Would that be a dinner?
That's four total squares.
That's four total
snack
squares.
Size, and then there's fun size.
Isn't there some competition where they try and get as many in the mouth as they can at the same time, and it can't be done? Someone said you can't get more than, I think it's eight.
Really?
Is it?
It's a lot.
You can't chew, or you're there for a day and a half trying to get rid of it. Hey, you've heard about the report, have you? The COVID-19 report that exonerates bats?
Wuhan the Bat is living with me, and he's devastated. Do you want to speak to him?
Can you put him on?
Hang on a sec. Wuhi, stop drinking. Come over here. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Dangerous.
Hi, Wooey.
Hey, Wooey.
Turns out you're more dangerous than me, Dangerous.
That's saying something.
I thought I killed 2 million people. Turns out... Oh, come on, Wooey. No, I thought it was a supervillain like, you know, Bane or Michael from Maps, but I'm not. I'm an empty vessel, guys.
So, are you an anti-vaxxer? You'd be an anti-vaxxer, wouldn't you, Wooey?
Let me first say... It is a proud day for the wet market in Wuhan. Proud day. But I resign. He's resigning.
What's he doing?
I'm going to resign and hang out with Eddie. It's a proud day.
I would have said it's a proud day. I would have thought you would feel exonerated and like that you'd be a little upset, but you're not.
I didn't want to be the leader was thrust upon me like Gandhi or ScoMo. I didn't want to. I didn't want to do it.
What do you feel? Can we start eating bat soup again? Would you put your bot into a bowl of soup for us?
Mick, my wings are big and crispy. They're the best thing. I'm not a super spirit. I'm still a superstar.
Yes,
I'm a superstar.
Wooey, on behalf of
put down the drinks. What? Yeah, go on.
On behalf of everyone, we've been giving you a hard time. We've been blaming bats for everything.
Because
in general, you cop it badly, don't you? You often get your head bitten off at rock concerts.
That's right.
I heard that Ozzy Osbourne. He's an animal. They call me an animal. He's an animal.
You know, bats.
That's how I lost my grandfather.
Terrible day for Woo.
Woo, he's dropped off. How's your internal sonar going? Because I know that don't bats have sonar?
They do. Yeah.
How's yours? Are you?
I like to go down and stuff the submarines up. That's where I have a bit of fun.
Really?
Those guys with the remote control planes will make them crash. I love a drone coming down. When the real estate agent sends up his drone, I like to stuff it up. My sonar.
All right, Willie, we're going to say goodbye. Thank you. We apologise. Do you want to request a song or something?
Bat out of hell.
We can't play it. We'll go to an ad and we'll see if we can get it on the other side. On behalf of everyone in Western civilization, sorry, Willie.
Yeah, apologies.
Apology accepted.
Okay. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
Dave,
thanks,
O'Neill.
Thanks, Dave. Tell him to lie down.
Dave will be performing in Mildura. Our Mildura listeners, listen out. March 19. Get all the details up for you. Dave O'Neill. Malloy.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Paul Kalija, he's in the building. He's going to be joining us in studio in the next few minutes. And then Nath Valvo as well.
And thanks to Wooey, the bat, who, as I said, he's been totally misjudged. Seemed a bit upset about it.
A little bit. And he would be too, because he's been maligned.
Yes, he's been maligned.
A pandemic.
He seems upset about it. And Dave, of course, who weighed in on the is it Savoy's or is it Chats? And there aren't many topics I would take his advice on, but he knows.
Oh, yeah, that's his wheelhouse.
Louise is on the line. Louise, what do you know about the difference between Chats and Savoy's?
Oh, g'day, Mickey. Look, my kids are all over it. They've done a bit of research, and Savoy's have actually got golden syrup in them.
Get out.
But
what?
Yeah,
what do you
they
mean?
Do. And, well, instead of using a malt in the Jats, Savoy's use golden syrup, so that's the difference.
Oh, my. Well, you learn something every day. Does that clear things up for you, Joe?
Google confirms what Louise is saying. But I still think, Louise, that they taste exactly the same. I don't taste any difference.
Yeah. Well,
I think they're different.
What do you favour, Louise?
I like the Jats.
Yeah, I'm the Jats.
You're a Jats man from way
Jats
back.
Yeah,
you are indeed. It's because it sounds like Gets.
No, it sounds like your Knackers. Your Jats crackers. That's colloquial.
Give Louise a prize,
Louise,
please.
A slab of Brick Lane coming your way, Louise. Brick Lane Brewing, bloody good beer.
I tell you what, Louise, we might be able to get you something from Cotton On.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen to this, if you'd like to hang around for a second, but this is a true story. Cotton On, this is for Valentine's Day. Hmm. This is a popular store. Has broadened its remit by adding sex toys and accessories. Cop that Valentine's Day. Mm. The prominent shopping centre retailers released a self-love range online that includes personal massages as well as lubricant and massage oils. Mm. The items are sold alongside their underwear, workout and apparel. Mm. Well, imagine that. How are you going? Imagine hearing that from a change room. How's it going in there?
Do
you need any help? I hope not. Okay, Dave, turn it off.
I can't stop it. Dave, for the technician at the studio.
Louise, are you there?
I am.
Has any one of those speeds interest you?
We'll
stick with the process. Stick with the plan. Yep. So that's Cotton On. What other story? I mean, imagine if other stories do that. There's certain ones you don't want.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like Black & Decker.
No, you don't want them on board.
Black & Decker, nothing
selling in that alt range.
Nothing
no.
for Valentine's Day.
No,
thank
no,
you very much.
No.
Bunnings. Imagine down at Bunnings. Can I help you? Yeah, it's through to the vibrator section. Pet Barn.
No, you don't want to go there.
Pet Barn, that has a lipstick setting.
What else you got?
I've got another story here. Can I just give you this one?
Sure.
This is another Valentine's Day story. A pizza firm is going to sell a vibrator with a pizza and deliver it on Valentine's Day. Oh, this has got you written all over.
Go on.
All over it, Dave. So
you buy a pizza.
You buy a pizza and they come along and with it, you get a vibrator. And if you're not satisfied in 30 minutes, you get your money back. And by the way, when you order large or family size, make sure they know you're referring to the pizza.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy.
It's all happening on the show. We've got loads to come. Mick's on the line, though. Mick, what did you want to add to the program?
G'day, Mickey. How you going?
Good, buddy.
Dangerous.
Did our last segment surprise you or shock you? Did it?
Oh, man. I nearly had to pull over and wipe the tears out of my eyes. That was just fantastic.
Well, are
you... Classic comedy.
Well, thank you. You're very cool. I'll give you a prize, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane.
A Case of Brick Lane coming your way.
Thank you very much, guys.
Which could be the perfect Valentine's Day gift.
Might be.
Especially if there's a vibrator and a few dingers thrown in. Good on you, Mick.
I might have to give it to Mrs. Palmer.
Do you?
Okay.
Do you have a partner?
No.
Mrs. Palmer, I was going to say swing by Cotton On, but no point, really. Can I just ask this guy? And by the way, we've been joined live in the studio by Paul Kaligi, a friend of the show. Nice. Hello, Paul.
Thank you for having me in. And I was just driving in here and listening to that segment where all I heard was 5 minutes of vibrator sound effects, which at the end of, Mick remembers there's someone on the line. He goes, oh, Louise is still there.
A singularly unimpressed Louise. Nah. But can I go, and Whitney's joined us in the studio, can I just ask this? When did men become obsolete in Valentine's Day? Now it's just, hey, girls, go grab yourself a sex toy.
Yep.
Swing by a shop on the way home and sort yourself out. Mate, all of a sudden, what are we supposed to do? What are men supposed to do?
What about us?
Well, they've worked it out, obviously, guys.
Yeah, this is where we're heading, isn't it? Yep. This is it. Well, Whitney, by the way, you're on a date tonight. Did you know Whitney's having a date tonight?
Whoa.
Don't advertise it.
This is good. A bit late now.
Well, if it goes badly, you can always swing by Cotton On on the way home. Steady on. Whitney, can you hang around? Because I believe Paul is going to get you to do a taste test very soon. Yeah, How are you, mate? Good to see you.
I'm great, guys. And who would have thought we'd see the day where the Australian Open tennis is offering free tickets?
Exactly right.
This is the same place that charges $25 for a hot dog and a Coke, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. True.
Hey, small mortgage, and there it is. They're out there.
Next year they're going to have to downsize the tournament, surely, because they've taken a massive hit.
Yeah, they have a massive hit.
This year they have. Next year, Mick, I'm tipping back to Kooyong on the old grass courts for the tournament. I think next year.
Yeah, and where's the mixed doubles gone? This is it. This is where it gets. Did you hear about the Lions course? So the Lions course now, which are fault and out, are being replaced by advertisers. What? And they've got all their highfalutin ones, Rolex and stuff. We thought we could do some from our show, some of our favourite advertisers.
Insurance issued by AAI Limited. Trading is aimed at business insurance. Read PDSA.com.au.
It's quite long.
Maybe that's one when Djokovic hits a wise woman in the throat with the ball.
A bit of extra time.
That's the sound that can play. Yeah, yeah. What else is news in your department? We always love wine chat when you come on.
Yeah. Well, here's some wine news for you. You know Easter Island, that island with the big,
of course,
yeah,
the big stone statues.
Heads.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. Easter Island statues.
Well, they've started planting some vines now, so they're doing Pinot Noir and Chardonnay because, you know, tourism has died now with all the COVID stuff. Yeah, so they're planting vines in that on an island. Which
would
is
that be good though? Isn't that a tropical? I don't know.
That's what I was thinking. But you know, when you've got some of those subtropical currents that come through and help with the temperature and the weather, so there's obviously something there. But I think a lot of other islands should take a leaf out of their book and start planning, you know, maybe Fraser Island in Australia. There's a fair bit of sand there, but I like it.
It'll be have a certain quality.
I mean,
what else?
The dingoes might dig it up a little bit.
That's
a
point.
A dingo stole my pinot.
Gilligan's Island. Fantasy Island.
Instead of pointing out the planes all the time, they could be there.
Look, it's the Sauvignon Blanc. It's the Sauvignon Blanc. Is that on? The island of Dr. Moreau?
Yeah, I mean, if they can blend humans and animals, they may as well do a nice Bordeaux blend of a Merlot and a Cab Sauv.
It's a blend. Don't ask. Great Keppel. I'd love to see what Great Keppel. That'd be like an island cooler.
Just tip all the wine in the pool and everyone jump in.
Have you bought in a wine? Did you buy one?
Because, you know,
what have you got?
I always find a nice bargain wine for us to talk about.
Yeah, which I love.
For under $20. Mm. And Dave, I know this is your area, Dave.
I'm listening.
So this is a St. Earth from Geelong in one of Victoria's wine regions, and so I'm going to pour a little bit, and Whitney, our producer,
hello Whitney,
she might need a few of these before a date.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is. It is going to be a blind date, one way or another. I know Whitney,
but you know, for $20 or under $20, I think you can get it at BWS or Dan Murphy's. Dave, I've got one for you too.
Oh, thanks.
You
want
to? And while you're doing that and doing the taste test, I'm going to give out your dates, which is I'll do this while you get drunk, Dave.
Oh, appreciate it.
March 11 to March 21 at the Queen's in Adelaide. For tickets, head to www.thequeensadelaide.com.au. Do I need to do the WWs?
No, that's not
Shut
required.
Up, Dave. Oh, you were out there hobnobbing with your mates, and I was in the engine room.
We're very excited about it, Nick, because it's one of the oldest theatres on mainland Australia.
It's advertised itself as the oldest, but
yeah,
I don't
they
think
say
it
on
is.
Their website.
I think Theatre Royale is the oldest in Hobart, which I've played at.
What, they're lying on their website? Let's hope our shows are still going.
Now, listen from the Adelaide Fringe. The Queen's is Adelaide's newest fringe hub in Australia's oldest theatre.
Mate, we've got to fly. I'm sorry we're running late today, but it's always a pleasure to have you in. What's the verdict, Whitney?
Oh, it's great.
Saint Earth?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Earth as in E-R-T-H.
Dave would still think at $20. It's way too soon. Have you got anything in a cask? Paul Collegia.
So
show,
good.
Is it the wine? Is it
the wine bluffs?
The wine
in
bluffs,
Adelaide.
It is.
Yep, the
in
Queen's adelaide.com.au.
You're mad if you
That's
don't get
it.
Thanks, guys.
This is Malloy, Triple M. This is Malloy. Big second hour ahead, by the way. Nath Valvo, a very funny man. We love him. First time in studio, I think, ever for
Can't
this program.
Wait. Be on your best behaviour.
Me?
All right. You. Yes.
Well,
be
I've
polite to our guests.
I'm very polite.
Yeah, a bit of attitude today. what you're up to.
Whitney, our producer as well, we've got some big news for Whitney. And,
she's going on a date. Yeah. We know that. Yeah, we're going to bring her in and we're going to give her
some
advice.
Yeah,
might even ask our listeners if they've got any advice.
Mm.
Things to do, places to go.
We're super excited for Whitney too.
And Song Whisperer just minutes away, but we're getting a big response to our line calls, faults out.
Yeah, they've been automated. That's the trick,
automated,
isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Now at the tennis. Who's was that?
Not me.
That was me. Apologies.
Yeah, it's a Song Whisperer. We haven't even introduced you yet. And you're supposed to be the producer.
Yeah. Right? You're right.
Computer's going on.
I owe you a slap.
What was it?
It was my computer going on.
Yeah, but what came up? What popped up?
It was a notification of some sort. Mm. I just closed it immediately and tried to send it in.
No, we heard it.
Hey, so we were talking about the Lions people and they've been replaced, and they're saying it might be an avenue for advertising.
Well, you're always looking for revenue, aren't you? There's always ways to sort of pay the bills and stuff, so advertising.
So some of our favourite advertisers could get involved.
Oh, yeah.
Momentum change.
I like it. I'm coming around.
I should point out, I think the Crown Forklifts are offering a vibrator for Valentine's Day as well. So, you know, get ready for the big stuff. Hey, Song Whisperer.
Oh, you want the theme?
No, Dave. No, for the first time ever, I don't want the... I don't want the theme. What is wrong with you?
Oh, no, I've had one of those glasses of wine from Collegia.
Had one glass of wine.
Well, I've been off the booze, mate, so I'm. It doesn't take much.
Wow. Valvo's coming in, I don't want to introduce you like that because you've missed.
I'll straighten myself up.
Hello, Song Whisperer.
Hello.
Yes. Time for a synopsis. What do you got?
All right. This guy has screwed up a lot. He's looked long and hard at himself in the mirror or perhaps the grimy reflection of a bus stop, and he's concluded he must make amends and make things right no matter the cost.
Is it YMCA?
What? YMCA?
Why is it
by the village people?
I don't know.
It is not YMCA.
Maybe the chiefy. I was thinking of the the chiefy. Who was your favourite village person?
Oh, it was the construction worker.
You like construction?
Yeah.
Because you sometimes dress like.
Yeah, and I'm a man of our town.
Chiefy for me, but I believe chiefy had to go.
Sure.
Due to the wokeness.
Oh, okay.
His day was cooked, and then the cop.
Oh, yeah.
Who,
motorcycle cop.
It was put up on police violence
was
charges.
He? Oh, that's... They've had a few variations.
Imagine that, being brutalised by the cop from the village. What happened? Oh, I got police violence. Anything? You got something?
I was just thinking, like, it's like a help song. Like, I was thinking the Beatles, maybe Help, or maybe Little River Band.
Oh, my God. Give him another.
There's no apology in that. It's not Little River Band.
Guy has screwed up.
A lot.
He's taking a long hard look at himself in the mirror.
And
what are you hearing? Hang on, help us on the way. Dave. Come on, people. You can do better than that. 133353. This is Malloy.
To gather back around your wireless, people.
Here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
This is going to go flat chat right to the end, Dave. Nath Balvo is
in the building. Oh, there he is.
See him. He's out
He's here.
Live. It's like a royal visit all of a sudden.
If you don't mind.
I cannot wait. Best behaviour, Dave.
Okay.
Best behaviour. We'll roll out the good cutlery.
Okay.
Whatever you do when you're in distinguished company.
Got
Whitney is in the office. She's going on her first date for 3 years.
Good on you, Whit.
She doesn't like talking about it, so we thought we'd get her on to talk about it. And give us some advice. Maybe you've got some at home. You want to give her a call. Just, you know, a bit of a pep talk.
Yep.
Things to do, not to do. Things to say, what not to do.
Yeah.
Let's give it a whirl.
Gentle advice.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through. But let's start at the top with this bloke. All right, Jay.
All right.
Synopsis, please. Bit of a head scratcher, this one.
Yeah. You bet. This guy has screwed up a lot. He's looked long and hard at himself in the mirror, or perhaps the grimy reflection of a bus stop, and he's concluded he must make amends and make things right no matter the cost.
Is it written in the back of the U? Feels right. He's done a bad thing.
It's not
looking in the mirror, really, is he? Dave, have you got anything?
No. I went with the Little River Band before, and I'm stopping there.
You've had about an inch of wine.
I know. I'm telling you, mate. It's fireball. That wine to me was fireball. So strap yourself in for another.
Let's go to the phones. John's on the line. John, what's the song, mate?
It's got to be R.E.M. Losing My Religion.
Oh, Losing My Religion.
R.E.M. Losing My Religion. John. The wide of the mark, I would have thought.
It is wide of the mark. It's not R.E.M. It's a much more industrial sort of rock.
I like your style, though, John. Case of Brick Lane for you, just for...
You gentlemen.
That's like
you're
a gentleman
as always, Mickey.
Participation award, it is. It's the draft, too, which is the good stuff.
Yeah, it is good.
All right, Brian's on the line. Brian, where are you calling from?
Shepparton, mate.
Oh, you did radio in Shepparton.
I did 4 years in the Goulburn Valley. Four of the best years of my
life.
Have
you got one of your early tapes for us?
I don't have any of them.
Yes, you do.
Go and find it. Go and find
one of your early broadcasts from Shepparton, which always make me laugh. Is there anything we can do with that song or not?
Well, Brian hasn't told us what song he wants. He thinks it is.
I'm sidetracked by Dave. What's the song?
Could it be Jack and Diane by Mellencamp?
Brian,
little Diddy.
I wouldn't have thought so. How's he screwed up there? He's having a ball.
He's just reminiscing, and
he got sent away, and he had to come back.
Yeah, but it's not
ringing any
Diane.
Bells, is it, Brian? Have you got your tape from Shepparton there?
Well, it's not Shepparton. I got to 902 LM. Good times and great favourites from the early 90s. I don't even know what this is, but anyway, play.
902 LM, good times and great favourites with Creedence Clearwater Revival. Have you ever seen the rain? It's 4:08 with David Williams in the chair for you. Please, couple of hours.
I can't hear it.
David
Williams with you? Yeah, no.
So you've gone from dangerous, you're dropping the dangerous.
I think so.
You're going back to Dave Williams or David
Maybe
Williams?
Maybe David, a bit more distinguished. Dangerous David, perhaps.
Dangerous David.
So that's kind of counterintuitive. Bad luck, Brian. Shane's on the line. Shane, song, please.
How you going? I was going with Man in the Mirror, Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Man in the Mirror. Hey, he's having a look at himself. A good hard look at himself.
He is having a good hard look at himself.
Man in the Mirror, that sounds like a winner to me.
Shane, do you hear much Michael Jackson on the Triple M playlist?
No.
Look, it's not correct. But
all right. So, wide of the mark, Shane.
Fortune favours the brave.
Vince, come on, Vince. Boot this home, baby. Where are you calling from, Vince?
Warunga.
Where's
Sydney.
That? Yeah, good on you. Well done. What's the band?
I'm thinking Hoobastank.
You can't say that in the radio. You can't.
Sorry.
The Reason. I have not heard this song for 15 years, I reckon.
Yeah. It's my karaoke song.
Is it?
It is.
Good song. It's good to hear that again.
And?
No. Not Hoobastank.
I'll tell you what, no one's got it. We're going to have to get moving. Maybe keep calling 133353 and we'll try again later in the program.
All right.
What's the time for, Dave?
Nath Balvo is going to join us right after this. You're listening to Malloy on Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
And joining us right now for the first time in studio, which is hard to believe because we feel like we're friends and caught up for a very long time, but it's Nath Balvo, who, by the way, Chatty Cathy is the show, and we're talking Adelaide Fringe Festival March 8 to 14 at the Garden of Unearthly Delight, and the Melbourne Comedy Festival March 25 to April 18 at Max Watts.
Good to see both those festivals up and running. We need them. Hi, Nath, how are you?
I'm so excited to be in person with Mick Malloy.
How long are we doing this?
Do you know what this is like? This is like when you finally meet someone that you've been talking to on a dating website for a long time.
And I turn out to be that big fat truck driver.
Not what
I
you expected.
You look nothing like your pics, Mick. That's it. I feel I've been catfished.
You have been completely catfished. Well, you're a 10 out of 10 as far as I'm
concerned. Thank you, mate.
You've presented beautifully today.
Appreciate that.
For your first Triple M in-house experience.
And you've brought out your best water. It's like, what a treat.
That's what we do.
Well, it's what we do. It's great to have you on board.
Yes.
Tell us about, are you excited to be back doing stand-up again?
It is a good time to be out and about. Yeah. Let's face it, it is a nice time. The masks are a bit weird, but this is why I love Australia. You don't have to put your mask on if you're drinking alcohol.
That's right.
So it makes absolutely no sense. The scientists and doctors in this country said, no, come on, this is a pandemic.
You're right.
Masks. Yeah. Socially distance, unless you're getting pissed.
Only essential things to do.
And so if you come to a comedy show at the moment, you have to wear your mask into the venue. But if you grab yourself a little drinky drink at the bar, you can then walk in and sit down without your mask on. Sippy sip.
You've worked out the problem. Do you know, it was like clapping and laughing. So, you know, when you can't laugh, we were in the snow, and I've never worked out why they have those, you know, the cowbells. You know, they're coming down, you see someone going really well, and they hear all the cowbells because they're all wearing gloves.
Really?
So never do a comedy gig in the Arctic Circle. Mate.
I did a gig a couple of weeks ago in a winery.
I beg your pardon.
I'm saying yes to everything. Any gig. Any gig. You want Nath Valvo? Yep. I'm in.
At a winery.
At a winery.
Well, that's your
right.
one-stop shop.
Yeah. It was actually pretty fine, but. Comedy needs a roof and it needs walls.
Okay.
When you're in a field with people laughing, you don't really know if they're laughing or not because you can't hear anything. It was just going off with the wind.
There is alcohol involved, though, which is the other essential. So there's you're sitting in it. You can actually go and pack it.
Yes.
That's fantastic. There's breaking news. I hope you can get to Adelaide. I really do hope you can get to Adelaide. Dave, have you got it there?
Yeah,
this is the police commissioner from South Australia.
Oh, God.
I believe there's been 4 cases of coronavirus in the state of Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
They might be shutting down the border.
This is Grant Stevens.
After midnight tonight, if you're travelling from the Greater Melbourne area, you will not be permitted to enter South Australia unless you are a returning resident, a person who is legitimately relocating from Victoria to South Australia, or you have an exemption or other special requirements as an essential traveller.
Oh boy.
Are you an essential... I would have said yes.
Me too.
For laughs.
Me specifically?
No, you.
Comedians in general?
Right now, at the highest levels, I'll be talking about, what about Nath? Can Nath
Thank
come,
you.
Can Nath
What
come
would
through?
Be even weirder is at the Victorian SA border, if there was actually, like, cops, but you had to give them some of your jokes, you had to go through some of your gear before they decided if you were worth it or not.
I love it. Instead of walking the line, a sobriety test, make me laugh.
Nath Valvo, give us your best 10. And I do, they're like, that's actually not essential enough.
Wow.
Go back to Melbourne, mate.
Yep.
Can you hang around?
We're only just getting involved
with Nath Valvo. We'll give out some more dates of Nath in just a moment.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
We talked about the shows in Adelaide and Melbourne, but Currumbin, check this out. Denise Scott and Nath Valvo are coming to Currumbin for one very funny show. That's at the Sound Lounge in Currumbin, May 29.
That'll be like doing a show with your drunk auntie.
It is. We did one a couple of weeks ago, and Scotty, and it was the best fun I've had in a long time.
What do you know about Currumbin?
Birds. There's a bird sanctuary that the Valvo family drove to when I was 10 years old. Not the most exciting holiday, considering it takes 2.5 days to drive there in the family Tarago, but that's for another day.
Live on there. Those birds would want to be good. They want to be ostrich size. You know?
Jurassic Park size birds if I'm driving for 2.5 days, Currumbin.
The Velaptosauruses are here, or whatever you call them. And what type of birds?
Oh, they have parakeets and rosellas and budgies.
Well, didn't you study or did you not know?
I was 10, so it was a while ago, Mick. It wasn't the most memorable holiday.
As long as there's no minor birds. The Indian minor birds,
Mick hates them.
What's your issue?
They attack me. They attack me and my mother in front of my house.
At Currumbin when you were 10?
No, not at Currumbin.
Right.
They're all the same. If there was a bird sanctuary with minor birds, I would take an air rifle.
Okay, that's...
and
inhumane.
Win a fluffy toy. Now, what have you brought in? What have you brought to the table for your first studio setting at Triple M?
This is amazing.
I think most listeners to this show, we want to talk about the hashtag Free Britney movement, Mick Malloy.
What's that?
Mate, I am so stoked to, one, be out of the house after the year I've had, but more importantly, to be on Triple M talking about Britney Spears and what's taking the internet by storm at the moment, which is a new Britney Spears documentary where we're finding out the truth, Mick Malloy, the truth. Can we kick this segment off with a bit of a Britney song for the first time ever?
Yeah, not trad Britney.
Britney.
We'll meet you halfway. Britney singing John songs Jen. That we would play on our.
What an awful Britney choice that was. I'm sorry.
as bad as this. Bit breathy. Bit too breathy.
I mean, this is. Sign me up. There's Nate Velvo at 3 a.m. at a gay bar on the dance floor to that one. Yeah. But let's move on. It's Triple M.
Sounded like Marilyn Monroe singing Happy Birthday. You know kind of really sexy.
Yeah, yeah.
Back to Britney. So,
pardon me.
A few years ago, Mick Malloy, Britney fans stalking her Instagram thought that she was trying to send out private and secret messages that she was trapped inside her mansion and she couldn't get out.
Is this a bit QAnon-y?
A bit QAnon-y, right? And so for a few years, there's been a Free Britney movement. I'm surprised you're not across this.
I'm not up to speed.
No.
But I am aware she's bonkers, right? Is that true, or is it a dead man?
Well, we've thought this for a long time, and she did post a video last year with a black tarred home gym with her standing in front of it going, whoops, I just burnt down my gym. That's a real video. That's a real thing.
Well, here's one I did see, and she posted a picture recently to her former boyfriend, but everyone got worried because in the background there was a Christmas tree with unopened Christmas presents.
What's going on there?
Was like a week ago.
See?
Yeah.
I mean, clues, right? So the Britney fans have been saying she's trapped, something's going on, free Britney. Right. People protesting in the streets. For real. This is not made up. People go into the streets before the pandemic. Right. So the vigil?
That's when you know it's serious.
With the frame photos. So the New York Times, a reputable newspaper.
These are legit top end people.
They've done a new documentary on this Free Britney movement, and it turns out these crazy fans online have been right the whole time.
Wow.
Britney Spears is in, let me get this word out, a conservatorship agreement with her father, which means her dad controls everything, her money, her career, her decisions. They decide when she sees her kids. And
did
she's
I miss
like,
a meeting? How does that happen?
I don't know how it happens. Because I think they saw the video of her burnt gym.
Mum would love to be in that position.
Oh, would she? Who controls your finances,
Big Boy? Well, she puts my bins out. So she's halfway there. I mean, that's controlling, is it? What did you call it?
A conservatorship is what they call it in the US.
Do you believe it? Are you in on it?
But it's real. This is real now. There was a court case. You can pull your ute over, Triple M listener. Pull your ute over and Google this. This is real shit going down.
No.
So, so this is normally saved for people that are like very old or in comas. They sign this over.
Yeah.
But this is happening to her.
She's incredible.
She's doing a Vegas residency. She's out and about. She's doing shopping. She's seeing her kids.
What happens? They just squirrel her at home.
All of this stuff. So she's trapped at home.
Pod.
They went to court and the judge said, nope, the dad can still do this.
Man.
The dad can still control you. So it's all happening. And there's another court case coming up in a couple of months. Watch this space, Triple M.
Would you like to go? Could you sell tickets? Instead of going to see a Vegas show, you'd just go to a court case. Well, that would be.
Where's your boss? I want to ask if Triple M will fly me over.
I interviewed Britney Spears about, would have been 15 years ago. Maybe a bit longer. Yeah, when I used to work in other pop stations and stuff. Yes. And it would have been a week after that, Nate, that she shaved her hair after my chat with Britney.
The interview was so bad.
Dave has a conservative show on him. Dave, thanks for coming
in. So good.
We want to see you in here again now that it's okay. We've got the green light to socialise again.
Yeah.
Give the dates out again. But I really hope both these festivals, you can get to Adelaide. Otherwise, sneak across the border.
Well, Adelaide have got, 3-4 weeks to sort this out?
Get it sorted. They've got a rabbit-proof fence. Do they have a Nath-proof fence?
Yeah. I mean, I've got bills to pay, Adelaide.
Of course.
Come on, Adelaide.
March 8th to the 14th.
Open the borders.
Comedy.com.au. Oh, hang on. This is Malloy on Triple M.
For the drive home, this is... is Malloy.
We had Wooey the Bat on earlier, if you missed that. The actual Wuhan Bat. Grab the podcast. It'll be up soon after the show, wherever you get your podcast from. Malloy on Triple M.
And now, join us live in the studio, of course, is Whitney, one of our producers who we love dearly. Great to see you, Whitney.
Thanks for having me.
Now, it's a big day for you because you're going on a date tonight. And we found out about this and you've graciously agreed to come on and tell us all about it and what you're up
to. Can I just say?
And what your expectations are.
You and this team are more into this date than I am at this stage.
We are all in. Well, we're so excited for you.
Well, I'm excited like a proud father, but
cute.
I would like to know what his intentions are and how you met him. What's the deal? Who is he?
So we've been set up through mutual friends.
Right. Oh, doomed.
Well, thank
you. Go on.
Yep. that's basically. I had a girlfriend call me last Friday and said, me and my friend were talking
about
work.
And what do you know about him?
Not a lot.
Right.
Not a lot.
And it's your first date in?
You don't need to go down that path.
3 years.
Three years.
Oh, something similar.
Yeah, a bit rusty, so I'll get out there.
Yeah. I'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
You will.
Do you intend on putting out on a first date?
You don't ask. That's weird.
I don't do that anymore.
And just finally, does he have a massive wank? Okay, no, we won't
How
do that.
How do we know that?
Well, I expect a full report in the morning. Now, where are you going? What type of environment?
I'm not telling you where we're going, but we're going to a beer garden.
Good call. I could just be there by accident.
Not a bad idea.
Could I chaperone? How would you feel about me?
Let me say this. If I see you there or anyone else there or anything happens during this, look out.
GoPro? You mean like if a big bunch of flowers rolled up
Nick.
Or if I happen to be on the next table?
Now I'm worried because I did tell you where I was going. Oh, my God.
Hey, what are your hopes and dreams?
Yeah.
What
Marriage?
Are you?
Kids?
What
no,
would be a good...
I'm not interested in kids.
Do you think he's... I mean, I just... He's not the type of guy
you know
who
what?
Could make a suit out of human skin or something.
Well,
would he?
We'll soon find out.
Where do you see it all going tonight? What would be a good result? A little bit up.
I can't answer.
Well, let's ask him. He's on the line right
now.
Johnny.
He's not.
No, he's not.
No, it's just going to be some beers and some
well,
fun.
What are you going to wear?
Oh, I've got a couple of options to try on.
I haven't got makeup on
at the moment, so I will put makeup on.
Well, you look beautiful. Are you nervous? Are you nervous?
No.
Or
do you know what? You guys have made me nervous. I wasn't nervous until this.
Do you have a get out? If say you sit down and the guy goes...
He's a dud.
I really haven't thought about it. Should I have one of them?
Oh, geez, Whitney. You haven't done it in a while.
When was the last time you dated?
Well, you know what I do? If I'm sitting there and I don't like it, I send up a flare. Someone comes running in. Okay, right. I've got a really good
Any
feeling
tips?
About this, and I
Me
hope
too.
It is. Is it Jay? I said this to Jay as a joke one day. I said, "Let's put you on
like Tinder or something."
Tinder, and bang, he found his life.
Yes,
partner.
I know. He found it on the first one.
Yeah,
oh, you can't be
and
happy.
Now they're
you
married.
Can't be happy for anyone else, can you?
Oh, it's not that easy, let me just say.
That's how we know it didn't go well when he tears up on Tinder at about 9:30. not good. 133353, if you've got any help, what would you do? I mean, it's close to Valentine's Day, so if you nut this, come Sunday, there could be petals on the
Chockies, on the
boudoir.
Roses.
No, thanks.
What about if you're having a date and there's a bit of a montage of stuff like highlights? You know, I see a date going along with a bit of this type of music. Oh, look out, we're sharing a gelati. Oh, now we're skipping along beside a lake. Oh, now we're running through a sprinkler. What do you reckon?
I think that's more the morning after song, isn't it, if it goes well?
What if it moves into the boudoir, Dave?
I'll win.
Oh. 133353, any advice for Whitney? Want to throw your hat in the ring?
No.
What to wear? Is cotton on in play?
Get involved.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
It is Malloy with Mick Malloy on Triple M. And our girl Whitney is on a date tonight.
We're proud, we're concerned, we're worried. It's like prom night. And young Whitney's going on her first date in 3 years.
You don't have to tell them that.
And we have high hopes for you, and we hope it meets all your expectations and hopes.
I'm not a weirdo, by the way. That's not the reason why it's been 3 years.
Put that out there.
You're choosy.
Nothing wrong with this
guy, what's his name?
I'm not telling you.
Let's just call him Oliver. What did you say the name?
Stop!
All right. It's a bit late for that.
Too late.
I would have said dump it. Can I give you one bit of advice?
Yeah, what do you got?
Maybe take your Black Sabbath t-shirt off. Before the date, well, it might impress some, but it's a big call on the first date to turn up with a Black Sabbath T-shirt on.
Well, I wasn't planning on wearing it.
Well, it's polarising, is what I'm going to say.
Why does it make you look?
I mean, you know, it's certain advantages if it all goes the right way. What advice from the audience about Whitney on her first date? Leonie's on the line. Leonie, what advice do you have for our Whitney?
Whitney, why did you even tell him you're going on a date, girlfriend?
I didn't. Leonie, what? I did not. It was all dangerous, Dave.
Oh, girlfriend.
I'll tell you what, Leonie, you and me, we could go on a double date. You and me hook up. We're on the next table.
Oh, run Mick, now. Don't do this to me, Mick. Don't do it to me. Thank God I live in another state. And the state is not drunk.
Can I just say, Leonie, all those years of stalking I've done will pay off. Yeah. I'll find you and
Mickey,
I'll get you.
My friend. Whitney, don't take any notice of him. You don't. Do your own thing,
thanks,
girlfriend.
Thanks, Leonie.
Christ, Leonie. Getting
old.
Got $100 for you, Leonie, to use at your choice. It's Uber Eats, old. The iconic Netflix and more. So enjoy that on us. Well done.
Good on you, Leonie. Chris is on the line. Chris, what's your advice for Whitney?
Oh, Whitney, look, don't put the mask on. Don't put the makeup
what?
On.
No
wear
makeup.
The Black Sabbath. Just go for broke with being like friends of friends. Just go as a bogan and you can take it away.
Well, it won't be a stretch from where she is right now, I have to say.
Go as a bogan.
And bogans are hot bogans. Come on, that's the best
genre. I'm a country girl. I'm halfway there.
And by the way, I'd maybe go with the makeup. No, as a friend, I'm saying, but don't go the full Barbara Cartland.
No, you don't.
Turn up.
I don't need a lot.
Don't turn up looking like Gene Simmons from Kiss. You know what I'm saying? Find the right medium, and good on you,
Thanks, Chris.
Daryl's on the line. Oh, Daryl, what's your advice?
My advice is. By the way, good afternoon, everyone.
How are you, Daryl? How it goes?
I'm on the Great Monash Parkway.
Okay,
Melbourne.
Good on you,
Whitney. I tell you what. Sweet words mean nothing, but if he doesn't pull the chair out for you and have you seated before he sits down, it's a dud.
Oh, I like it.
There you go.
Chivalry.
Traditional. Mm. Yeah.
What happens
if that still exists?
What happens if it's a bench seat? Yeah. Or what happens if you're picnic? I don't know what you do. Maybe you're picnicking on a blankie on the ground and it's all getting a bit, you know, romantic, Dave.
You're going to a beer garden, you idiot.
A beer garden, it's all over. Just smash them down and... See what happens. Good on you, Daryl. Chris is on the line. Chris, what's your advice?
Mickey, Dave, Whitney, how are we?
Good. Hey, Chris.
What's your advice, buddy?
That's the way I look. I would say that the first meeting actually isn't a date. Mm-hmm. I say that the first meeting is neutral ground, and you go in and you buy your own drinks to start off with. Mm-hmm. If things continue and he offers to buy you a drink, then it starts to progress.
Is that a date?
If he buys you one, you should buy him one back.
So what you're saying is there's a money back. There's no clause contract where you go in, you size up.
Yep.
And then you go, not for me.
Okay,
that's good advice.
So until someone offers to buy the other a drink, then it's a date.
There's no deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seems kind of. That's Tinder. That's Tinder rules. Yeah. I'm not sure I agree with that.
Not on
Damo. Damo, what's your advice for Whitney? Oh,
two words, edible panties.
Okay.
Oh, Damo.
What's going on?
Jesus, Damo.
A case of Brick Lane.
I'll tell you what,
you
don't even need to go on the date. Why don't you just hook up with Damo? he seems like a real catch. Edible panties. Then you don't even have to pay for dinner. It's dinner and show.
Oh my God! Why did I come on here?
Oh, this is all of us.
I don't know whether you can say that P word.
Do you know what? I've always wanted to see wrestlers in edible wrestling.
Well, thanks, everyone. That was not helpful in the slightest.
No, you'll be right. Have we got a winner? Have we?
For the Song Whisperer. Maybe we do. We might have to bring in the Song Whisperer. We'll get him to come in, but I think Jake from South...
let's just do it.
We're doing that. Jake from South Australia. Are you there, Jake?
Yes. Hi.
All right. Now, you've got a song that you think might be the Song Whisperer song from the synopsis of The Great Man?
Yes, I do.
What are you thinking?
Is it Linkin Park, What I've Done?
I tell you what, there could be some headbanging in the bedroom. Yes? No?
Yes.
Oh, he's got it.
Bang,
quiet.
In
the bedroom.
Whitney, go
off
and
to get prepped.
Freshen up.
Yeah.
Get prepped. Black Sabbath T-shirt offers. Well, maybe on. I don't know. Maybe that's
off.
It. No, it's a good. It's actually a good indicator. It's out there saying, "Are you up for it?" Well, not up for it. I mean, no. Are you?
All right, I'll just play the song for Jake from South Australia. By the way, Jake, you got yourself a prize. It's $100 to spend at, you know, the Coles, the iconic Netflix, Amazon, Uber Eats and more. Well done.
I'd like to meet him first. I'd like to meet him. Can you?
No chance.
Could I drop you off?
Triple M.
This is Malloy.
Well done to John from South Australia. Picked at Linkin Park and What I've Done on Malloy.
You seen him live, Jay?
I have, and it was Jake in South Australia, Dane. Sorry to correct
you. He's having a shock over
it. No, he's no. I just want to give Jake his credit.
That's
I just
want to
make sure he gets.
Yeah, okay.
Did see him live when they played Soundwave.
Yes.
Six, 7 years ago?
With Metallica.
With Metallica.
I know you're a huge Metallica fan.
Oh, man.
And where did Linkin Park sit?
They were awesome. Walked into the stadium in Sydney to check them out, and it was heaving. It was packed with people, and it was incredible.
Yeah, I saw them. I think it might have been the same tour. They played in Melbourne at Rod Laver Arena, which is where the tennis is at the moment. And Chester Bennington, we had to catch up with after the show, and news came through that the crowd had broke the floor of Rod Laver Arena. They'd put a crack, and it was concrete too, just from the jumping up and down at that show. So
who was the loudest band? Was it Soundgarden? Was at one stage considered? I reckon that's always a good thing to be the loudest band in the world. And I think for a while it was Soundgarden who were off
the charts. I can see that.
One of the loudest bands when I was working at the Pier Hotel in Frankston, we had the Hoodoo Gurus on.
Yeah. Right.
And they were playing in the band room, and I was in the next room, and we had a shelf with jugs on it, and all the jugs were jumping up and down and crashing at the
end.
That's
amazing.
I thought that was.
Yeah, that's rock and roll.
That was
Hoodoo Gurus are a great live band, too. Any chance you get to see them play, they're the best.
Yep. Ever. Time for a quick teen rap.
All right.
How did we go? Now, are we investing in another lottery ticket?
So we purchased a Powerball ticket last week when the jackpot was $20 million. No winner, so it's rolled up. It's going to be $30 million tomorrow night. We won $21.30. So the question is, do we take our winnings?
But why am I only finding out about this now?
Well, I'm telling you.
Well, have you split it up?
No.
This is what I'm asking.
Get the calculator. How many ways is that?
Six.
How much is it? $20 what?
It's going to be about $3.50 something.
Why don't you give it all to me and I'll have a Negroni.
You make a bank transfer and we'll sort it. Oh, that's
are we going again?
Get a ticket. We can go again if that's what everybody wants to do.
Do it.
We'll go get another ticket.
Really, what I want to do and everyone else is. Hey, Scott Nixon on Twitter. What's he adding, guys?
Hey, Whitney, saying I'm not a weirdo is a bit of a red flag.
Do you think Whitney Black Sabbath t-shirt or not?
I do.
I'd wear the Black Sabbath t-shirt. Me too. Absolutely.
Or she could swing by Cotton On the way home
and
grab herself a t-shirt.
Oh,
hey. That's
all you can get there. What is going on?
What is happening?
And if all goes well, parlays it into Valentine's Day, which
It's a big, big week.
What about this? What if she doesn't turn up for work tomorrow? Do we go, that's a good thing, or call the cops?
Oh, my God.
Do we go, what happens? When do the alarm bells start ringing? Do you have a curfew?
Well,
Whitney, do you have a curfew?
That's not a bad idea.
A curfew for a first date.
Whitney can send a message into the WhatsApp group. And let us know.
Chris has rung through. You're talking about the loudest band. He might have an answer for you. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, g'day, Dangerous. I do believe the record for the loudest band in the world is still held by The Who back in the 70s.
Is that right?
Wow. Yeah.
I wonder when they first started recording the decibels, and that, I believe,
Case of Brick Lane for Chris.
Case of Brick Lane.
Available at Dan
Mills. No worries.
I like their Who style off the pitch as well.
Oh, me too. Back in the day when you're throwing TVs out of hotel windows and stuff like that, that's pure
driving
rock and
a car
roll.
Into a,
yeah, Keith
into
Moon.
A, oh man, Roger Daltrey, he could bring it. he could.
Who's on the show tomorrow, Dave? What
tomorrow on this very show, Jim Jefferies. We're going to check it.
Once a week now, every Thursday is Jim Jefferies. Big Jim Jefferies Thursday. One of the funniest men in the world. We love him here.
Got a
cannot wait.
As well.
And who else?
Gone Wild will be on tomorrow as well.
Gone Wild.
So talk about the animal world. Yeah.
Update from Whitney.
Can't wait to find out what's going on with Whit.
Hopefully, that's not part of Gone Wild.
All right. That might be fair.
As long as she's safe, I'm going to pick her up. I'm going to drop her off and pick her up.
That's a great idea.
In my jammies. Like she's late. Whitney, I said get her.
You're like Mr. Cunningham. Happy days. All right. Missed any of today's show? What you can do is grab the podcast. It's up now, ready to go. At Molloy, find that. Back tomorrow to drive you home. Triple M.
Now you're all caught up on the Molloy Drive Show.